pulmonary compliance. Compliant lungs are easy to distend. Compliance equals delta V over delta P, and it reflects how easy it is to change the volume with just a bit of change in pressure. The properties of compliance and elastance are inversely proportional to one another. So elastance is the tendency of the lung to recoil inward, and the elastance is decreased in COPD, in which the parenchyma is destroyed. So elastance is equal to delta P over delta V. So in conditions in which elastance decreases, such as an emphysema, the compliance will automatically increase. So elasticity is the property of matter that makes it resist deformation. As elasticity increases, increasingly greater pressure changes are required to distend the lungs. When looking at the compliance curve of the lungs, the x-axis is the change in pulmonary pressure. The y-axis is lung volume. And what you'll see is that in inspiration, the lungs have a higher, steeper slope during the inspiratory curve. And on expiration, the slope is less. So because the slope is greater during the inspiratory part of the compliance curve of the lungs are thus most compliant in the mid portion of the inspiratory curve, where the slope is the steepest. And the slope being steep implies that a small change in transpulmonary pressure results in a bigger change in lung volume. So you need less pressure, air pressure, to distend the lungs.